I have arrived at the National Sunflower Association Summer Seminar, and the very first person I got to run into, Larry, you're the executive director for the National Sunflower Association. Tell me your name, what all you do, and let's learn a little bit about NSA.
Okay, Larry Kleingartner is my name, and yes, you and I bumped into the elevator, actually. You got off the wrong floor. So we're hoping you get to the right room tomorrow
exactly.
for the speaking. Yes, I'm the executive director of the National Sunflower Association, where the NSA gets involved in a lot of research, production-related research mostly, market development activities, lots of publications, lots of communication.
And we're going to be doing some of that here for the next couple days. We're in Deadwood, South Dakota. Just give us kind of a little preview of what you do at this summer seminar.
Well, number one, we try to do a little bit of learning, try to have a little bit of fun, and try to do quite a bit of networking. And a lot of the attendees, we'll probably have 200 people here, many of them are from the support industry. So they may be seed company reps, chemical company reps, processor reps, and then our grower leaders as well. And so tomorrow we'll be programming. Tonight we're going to have some fun. Tomorrow night we'll have some more fun, but all day tomorrow we'll be learning and exchanging ideas.
Well, you mentioned networking. I will be talking social networking, looking forward to that opportunity. And, you know, when you talk about those that makeup of who's here, on the grower side, how big of an area do you draw from? I mean, where is your membership?
Well, our membership is in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Texas. We have industry members really all over the country. So we draw from a very, very wide area, and you will see name tags from just about all corners of the country, including Canada, a lot of Canadians.
Well, I can just guess that things that you're dealing with are not dissimilar to other commodity areas like corn, soybeans. In fact, I'm just going to make an assumption that we'll have some of those folks here that just happen to grow sunflowers too, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, our grower leaders on our board of directors and some of our committees, yes, they're here, and they are growers of a number of crops. Sunflower is a rotation crop. We just don't grow sunflower on sunflower on sunflower. It has to be rotated with other crops. And, yes, so those folks are well represented as well.
Tell us, just maybe if you can, what are some of the things that the association is focused on behalf of its members in terms of, you know, either meeting current challenges or, you know, just helping them to be more profitable at what they do?
Research, production-related research. We've got a number of new strategies, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Some genomics work, which will put everybody to sleep. So we'll be talking about single polymorphic morphisms and things like that, SNPs. But that's our key goal right now, is to make this crop as competitive as possible with all the big crops that have lots of billions of dollars going into their research programs, mostly by private companies. And we don't have that kind of base, obviously. So from this crop standpoint, we've got lots of wild relatives sitting out here because sunflower is native to North America. And so utilizing those wild relatives and getting those genes in the right place at the right time to give us good defensive traits against diseases and insects and basically bump those yields up to make this crop as competitive as possible.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning more. I've, like probably a lot of people, I know that I consume sunflowers in a variety of ways and thoroughly like it, but I don't know that much about it other than having walked through a few fields when I've been doing some pheasant hunting.
Yes.
So
yes.
I can't say that's my favorite walking to do when the heads are still on them there. But
right.
But anyway, we'll learn more, and I really appreciate getting kind of a little preview here.
Great.
For the convention, and we'll maybe do a little bit of a summary after we've had a chance to get through some of this.
Sounds real good, Chuck. Yes.
All right.
Great. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.